The boy sighed and began to stumble after him. Snotlout and Dog's Breath the Durbrain sauntered over to Hiccup, who was sitting trying to catch his breath on a large rock, shivering violently. "A shame that Dog's Breath was interrupted," sneered Snotlout. "Just when things were getting interesting, don't you think, Dog's Breath?"
"Yeah,"
grinned Dog's Breath the Durbrain. "I reckon," said Snotlout thoughtfully to the remaining boys, "that Hiccup must be the most pathetic sword fighter I have ever seen. Don't you think, guys? I mean, face it, Hiccup, somebody who fights like a granny with a back problem is never going to be chief of this tribe."
"Oh, and so who is going to be chief of the tribe if Hiccup isn't?"
asked Fishlegs, still lying spread-eagled on the sand in the exact position where he'd fallen off the coffin. "Let me guess, you, I suppose." Snotlout flexed his muscles, making the skeleton tattooed on his right bicep grin smugly. "I am the obvious choice," he said. "I've got noble blood." Snotlout was Hiccup's cousin, the son of Baggy Bum the Beer Belly, the chief's younger brother. "Charisma? Good looks?" Snotlout stroked the rather unpleasant little straggly hairs on his upper lip that he was trying to grow into a moustache. "And I'm brilliant at absolutely everything." Unfortunately, this was true. Snotlout was a natural at mindless violence, superb at advanced rudery, and practically everything else. "Particularly sword fighting," said Snotlout, drawing his sword from its scabbard. The other boys gasped.
"Wow," breathed Speedyfist. "The latest double-sided extra-biting super sword. Curving inner edges, silver point finish. Where did you get that from, Snotlout?"
"This is the flash cut," boasted Snotlout, swishing the beautiful sword around so that everybody could get a good look. "Makes that silly swift point scare maker that Dog's Breath lost for you look pretty weak, doesn't it, Hiccup? Let me show you how sword fighting should be done. This," sneered Snotlout, lunging athletically, "is a perfect pointer." Hiccup dodged. "And this is the destroyer's defence." Snotlout gave an animal howl and brought the sword down over his head, stopping just before he cut Hiccup in half. "And that," jeered Snotlout, slashing the flash cut expertly from side to side and then leaping forward suddenly, the sword ending up just inches away from Hiccup's heart. "That is a Grimbeard's grapple. But I expect a loser like you, who couldn't even beat a 3-year-old in nappies, hasn't even heard of moves like that."